local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
September 11th, 2001.
I've got a gut feeling there are plenty of live bodies there.
All of us in the FBI pledge that we will leave no stone unturned in our quest to help find those responsible and to bring those individuals to justice.
Against our nation will not stand. May God bless the victims, their families, and America.
Our message is to the terrorists, we are coming, God may forgive you.
We will not.
News Radio 92.3 remembers the way we all felt that day, September the 11th, 2001.
We absolutely do. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We are informative. We are local. We are dependable. Austin Price and Chris Bryan here in the studio with you as always. Chris.
And Austin, an arrest has been made in connection to an online threat made towards local schools. This happened on social media. The investigation identified an 11-year-old female middle school student who has been arrested and charged with written or electronic threats to conduct a mass shooting. By the way, that's a second-degree felony. Sheriff Chip Simmons says he wants the community to know that the safety of our students is, of course, the top priority. So, again, 11-year-old female middle school student arrested today, charged with written or electronic threats to conduct a mass shooting, second-degree felony here in the state. So that's always the hard news to have to deliver, in a case like this. An 11-year-old girl, we were talking about it off mic, Austin.
Yeah.
It's just hard to fathom that sometime. Really strange. I wanted to get this. I found this to be a very unique story this afternoon. I wanted to share it with you. 513, by the way, News Radio 92.3. A self-driving car company is partnering with Uber. Fox's Jenny Casella has a lot more on this.
Waymo, the self-driving car unit of Google's parent company Alphabet, will offer self-driving cars on the Uber app in Austin and Atlanta next year. Uber says riders in the cities might be matched to a Waymo driverless taxi even if they don't request one. Waymo says it's already handling paid rides in San Francisco, Los Angeles, and the Phoenix area. Cruise was previously handling paid rides in San Francisco until its permit was suspended after a pedestrian was injured. It plans to resume operations eventually. Uber also intends to work with Cruise. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
Just to remind you, coming up in less than 25 minutes, we'll be taking a look at all the high school activity around Northwest Florida, as well as Saturday's SEC schedule. News Radio 92.3.
Absolutely. Just about 5:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, we had a couple of oopsies here and there, but outside of that, it's been just typical traffic. Let's see. We've got some backups on I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox and eastbound on I-10 if you are traveling over Pine Forest Road. Speaking of Pine Forest Road, we've got some issues if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Outside of that, it's going to be just a bit more of what we usually see. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87, and Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, it's 86 degrees, partly cloudy. Tonight's low is going to be 74, slight chances of rain, very, very slight. As we get into your Saturday, should be a beautiful day, mostly sunny, high of 89, low of 73. And then Sunday has about, Saturday, that's what I just described. Sunday is going to be a bit rainier, about a 50% chance of storms with a high of 84 and a low of 72.
Yeah, usually those rain patterns, we have two type of forecast here in Northwest Florida. We have the Bay forecast, anything south of Pensacola Bay.
Yeah.
And then we have the forecast anything like north of the 10 freeway. So I always say, you might expect to see some pop-up showers. Right. Not that it's going to happen, but just be prepared.
Keep it in mind.
Absolutely. Right. Hey, young Americans are voicing their opinions of the Trump-Harris debate, along with millions of other people. According to Gen Z influencers, they say, we saw Kamala Harris lie and gaslight us up into what we should believe and attack the former president for being some kind of horrible person. That, too, was a lie. It was lie after lie. Harris was not fact-checked once, while Trump five times. And to have two moderators pinned against Trump, they said, that's what we saw.
Yeah, well, and it's what I saw as well, and I know I'm Gen Z, but that is coming from someone that it does not matter my religion. My religion, what? It does not matter my generation, but it doesn't matter my religion either. And it doesn't matter my political siding. That was something I objectively noticed. And I think if somebody says, oh, that didn't happen, then they're just, I honestly think they're lying. But speaking of the Trump-Harris situation.
Remember how many lies they put in that statement?
Yeah.
A lot. So stop it now.
But anyway, speaking of Trump and Harris, Trump says that he'll do another debate with Kamala Harris if he gets in the right mood. During a press event in the LA area today, Trump said he's already done two, one with President Biden and one with Harris. He then said that the last debate on ABC was slanted against him because the moderators were biased. The Harris campaign has been pushing Trump to do at least one more before the November election.
Interesting if you're a FSU football fan. I want you to listen real closely to me here.
All right.
Noles fans looking to tune into Saturday's game against Memphis, you might have to have a backup plan. Now, the only way to hear that game live is on News Radio 92.3, kickoff 11 a.m. on Saturday. Those who subscribe to DirecTV to watch the games won't have access to the Noles Memphis game. That's right. Because the game is on. Here's where it all gets confusing, but here we go. That's because the game is on ESPN, and that family of networks is being blacked out on DirecTV amid contract negotiations with ESPN's parent company, Disney. Did you follow that?
Yes, because the way I summarize it is media conglomerates are tearing sports apart. That's the way I think about it. Sports fans hate to face it, but it is a truth that we're often having to stare in the face, and that's that sports is a business and it's part of this bigger picture. And if DirecTV and ESPN got beef, there it is.
Here's the moral to that story. Noles football.
Yeah.
News Radio 92.3 tomorrow, 11 a.m. kickoff.
I appreciate
we'll
that
see
moment.
Over there.
I appreciate that moment of suspense. Yeah, but no, I mean, really, we're not just saying that to fool you here. If you're a DirecTV payer. You might not see the game. So if you want to listen, News Radio 92.3 is the way to go. As Chris said, kickoff is 11 a.m. tomorrow. Also, we've got the Biden administration announcing a new effort to curb the global influence of Russian media. It said the country's media outlet, RT, has played a major role in Russia's intelligence operations worldwide. The administration said it started a campaign to give countries information about the risks that come with the media company's activities. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the spreading of disinformation threatens the fabric of our democracy.
Well, when you head into the voting booth in just 53 days, go ahead and count them, 53 days, it is important to understand reality and realize the facts. Americans are struggling to afford the basics, things like food and housing. New census data revealing today close to 37 million Americans were living in poverty in 2023. D.D. Foundlacker of Mana Food Pantry says it's something she sees every day. Families in our community are struggling to feed their children. Finance officials say leadership in Washington needs to go back to the drawing board and help reduce childhood poverty.
Mm. Well, good cause for sure. So, yeah, absolutely. As far as donating to Mana and stuff, I've done events with them before back when I worked in promotions.
Great organization.
Absolutely. So if you can donate to them whenever,
absolutely,
by all means, you know, always feel free to donate to Mana. What were you going to say?
And I didn't really kind of inject this into the story, but they were saying that Mana's numbers are down, so
yes,
they could sure use your support on that.
Absolutely. 520 on the nose here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we got a couple more state and national headlines for you, along with some stuff going on here locally, including a Pensacola man facing charges for a fatal shooting on Lillian Highway Wednesday night. We got details on that and more right here on Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life. Today is Friday the 13th. Frigga Trisca Decaphobia is the word for the fear of Friday the 13th. Superstitious people fear getting off an elevator on the 13th floor. They fear going to gate 13 at the airport. And Hollywood movies have added to the fear of Friday the 13th. However, Jesus tells us what we should not fear, and he tells us what we should. He says, "Fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both body and soul in hell." I encourage you to avoid living in fear rooted in nonsense. Instead, spend time today confidently rejoicing in the salvation that God offers to sinners like us through his Son, Jesus Christ. Rejoice in Jesus, not just on Friday the 13th, but every day of the week.
That was James C. Johnson. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Wave Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wave Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope. From the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to wavemenshealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. Wavemenshealth.com. Book your appointment now.
September is trade-in month at Darrell Sewing of Pensacola. Darrell Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering a variety of sewing machines, sergers, and embroidery systems, plus furniture, notions, fabrics, and various craft supplies. Update your machine and save up to 25% with your trade-in during the month of September. Financing is available. Darrell Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess, or online at sewinginpensacola.com.
At Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, they know you've heard of acupuncture, but what is it? Acupuncture is a time-tested holistic medicine that can help decrease pain and restore function. They treat patients suffering from chronic back pain, neuropathy, joint pain, arthritis, migraines, and so much more. They can also help with digestive disorders, infertility, anxiety, and depression. To learn more or schedule a consultation, visit awpensacola.com. Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, where a healthier and happier you awaits.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 525 here. We'll get things started with another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see, looking at the roads here, it hasn't been anything too severe. We do have some backups on I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street and on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And all of a sudden, man, we have got a lot of issues on Blue Angel Parkway if you are traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road. Outside of those few spots, though, there's a little bit of issues on Gulf Breeze Parkway and maybe a little bit on Highway 90 as well here and there, but it's nothing too severe. As for the weather, I'm not going at it alone. I got WEAR Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum here with me.
It looks like beautiful, typical weather for this time of the year as we head through the weekend. Lots of sunshine in the skies, just a small chance this weekend for a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm. Highs are going to run mainly in the mid to upper 80s with overnight lows in the 70s. It'll be a little on the humid side, so that, of course, will make it feel hotter. I hope you enjoy the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan.
Yeah, the top trending story in Northwest Florida today, of course, an 11-year-old female middle school student has been arrested and charged with written or electronic threats to conduct a mass shooting, a second-degree felony. Yes, we've had really a lot of law enforcement presence around the Workman Middle School today. And it, in fact, a lot of presence at all of the schools around Escambia County just for safety precautions. But yes, an arrest has been made in connection to that online threat made towards local schools on social media. 11-year-old female middle school student arrested, charged with written or electronic threats to conduct a mass shooting, second-degree felony, Alston.
Also mentioned this before we went to break. A Pensacola man facing charges for a fatal shooting on Lillian Highway Wednesday night. Escambia County deputies say the victim was standing near the roadway with a man when he shot at her from a nearby garage. Deputies found a woman with a gunshot wound at the scene, and she was taken to a local hospital where she died. Deputies say the victim, the victim knew the shooter, but this was not a domestic violence-related shooting, and he remains in the Escambia County Jail without bond. The Florida Department of Corrections says that he had previously served a 10-year sentence on a gun and aggravated assault charge. In that case, he was released from prison in 2019.
Okay, coming up in less than 10 minutes, 12 minutes or so, we'll have a look at the high school lineups, what's going on tonight around Northwest Florida. Also, we'll take a look at the SEC action on Saturday. And you know what? I checked on something because we had been talking about this for weeks, but I just wanted to see how current we were with this information. Talking about that preferred seating over at the Blue Angels annual homecoming air show November 1st and 2nd.
Right.
Tickets still on sale. You can still get those preferred tickets on sale available on the event's official website, naspensacolaairshow.org. So if you want to sit down in comfort, bathroom access, food access, it's the way to go, folks.
Absolutely.
Preferred seating at NAS Pensacola.
And also the Florida Highway Patrol looking for a woman that caused a five-vehicle accident on Lillian Highway, once again, and fled on foot. It happened at the intersection with Bower Road. Troopers say the woman rear-ended a vehicle, stopped at a red light, and that caused a chain reaction crash with three other vehicles. She then swerved into the oncoming lane and crashed into a fifth vehicle and then a fence. Troopers say the driver has been identified as a 32-year-old Foley woman. She left the scene on foot before FHP got to the scene. Three other drivers were also hurt in the crash, and troopers say that a warrant is being issued for her arrest. I would hope so.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what's so kind of ironic about that? Just before I came in today, I was, you know how you kind of cruise the cable dial and just flip down the channels? Today I came across the crazy thing about it was called Hard Wrecks. It was called Hard Wrecks, and they had the videos of all these bad wrecks.
Mm.
And you're telling me about this one. I read about that story, got confused about it, but I think she would probably be arrested in that case.
I would like to think so.
Yeah, coming up in 18 days. What's happening in 18 days, Austin?
Man, I don't know.
Pre-sales of the new Jimmy Buffett license plate begins.
We have been talking about that a lot.
October 1st. Fees from the sale of the plate will be distributed to Singing for Change, founded by Jimmy back in 95, to provide grants in communities impacted by natural or man-made disasters for recovery, rebuilding, and, of course, future sustainability.
Yes.
I've already planned it. Just like I told you when I saw Beetlejuice.
Right.
We planned for that. I said, it's coming up. I'm going to be going to the matinee, in which I did.
Right. And you were disappointed from what I hear.
I really was. that's my opinion, but I was very disappointed. The movie did not evolve quick enough for me. First hour kind of drug along. You never even saw Michael Keaton's character, Beetlejuice, even come up the first 45 minutes or so.
Right. Well, and I can see why that would be puzzling at the least.
I think we all set our standards on Beetlejuice 1.
Well,
and how great
always,
that was.
People always do that when a sequel comes along, especially when one comes along so much later.
Hey, but the characters were great once they showed up.
Yeah, that's the thing. And you always got to be worried about the execution because, as I said, especially with the gap, you're never going to be able to adequately capture that same magic. I mean, how many years has it been? When did the original Beetlejuice come out?
Jeez, I don't know. 20 years ago, easy.
Oh, yeah, definitely more than that. I was thinking like late 80s, early 90s.
It was just ironic that there was a character on there that was being teased about, don't say Beetlejuice three times. He did it. You know the rest.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. President Biden hosting the British Prime Minister at the White House as NATO faces pressure over Ukraine's request for permission to strike inside Russia with longer-range missiles.
The United States is committed to standing with you to help Ukraine as it defends against Russia's onslaught and aggression. Clear that Putin will not make it clear Putin will not prevail in this war, and the people of Ukraine will prevail.
Russian President Vladimir Putin warns if Ukraine attacks with NATO-approved long missiles, it could start a direct conflict between his country and NATO forces. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announcing action the U.S. taking against Russia after allegations their state media organizations are participating to try and spread misinformation.
We're imposing sanctions on three entities and two individuals for Russia's covert global influence operations, including interference in Moldova's democracy and its upcoming elections.
America is listening to Fox News.
And with your money now, the U.S. Federal Reserve's easing cycle will be mild when it starts cutting rates at its September policy meeting, according to Fitch. The ratings agency has forecast 25 basis point cut each at the central bank's September and December meeting before it slashes rates by 125 basis points next year and 75 in 2026. Executives at Boeing say the labor strike that began just after midnight will hurt aircraft deliveries and even jeopardize the company's recovery. Officials are saying the financial impact of the strike will depend on just how long it lasts, but that it will affect the company's production, including its 737 MAX planes. Stocks are higher. The Dow gained 297. The S&P 500 was up by 30, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ grew by 114. U.S. crude oil futures for October delivery are just around $69 a barrel. That's your money now.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all of that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is Zach Gelb, the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook board in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. Since 2020, the Buffalo Bills have been the kings of the AFC East, and that was once again on full display last night. Last week, Josh Allen put the team on his back, but on Thursday, you saw James Cook take over the game, and Buffalo's defense forced 3 turnovers. And Buffalo dominated a game where Josh Allen didn't have to be Superman shows that the Bills are more than capable to thrive in the post-Stephon Diggs era. I'm Zach Gelb.
Football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws a block, and his teammate scores instead. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
The City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation offers many ways to help you get out and play. Take a stroll in one of their 93 parks. Rent a kayak or a paddle boat at the brand new Bayview Outdoor Pursuit Center. Or participate in one of the many exciting programs happening at Play Pensacola's 11 resource centers. Tennis courts, pools, dance, camps, community events, and more. The only thing missing is you. For more, visit PlayPensacola.com or follow social media at PlayPColaParks. It's time to get out and play.
From one generation to the next.
Winston rolling right, throws the pass on the other. It's caught! He fights into the end zone! Touchdown, Florida State!
The Seminoles keep climbing. We've got you covered with Florida State football all season long here on the Seminole Sports Network.
FSU takes on Memphis tomorrow at 11 a.m. on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by All Season Service Network, A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, Calvert's in the Heights, and DeFranco Gas.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
September 11th, 2001.
I'd like to dedicate the song to Mr. Herman Sandler, who I would imagine died in much the same way as he lived his life, heroically helping other people.
As we have learned so suddenly and so tragically, there can be no peace in a world of sudden terror. In the face of today's new threat, the only way to pursue peace is to pursue those who threaten it.
Perhaps this final act was meant to clinch a lifetime's argument. Nothing come from violence, and nothing ever could. For all us born beneath an angry star, lest we forget how fragile we are.
This is our call for you, as the nations of infidels have all united against the Muslims.
This is not a war with Islam. It angers me, as it angers the vast majority of Muslims, to hear bin Laden and his associates described as Islamic terrorists. They are terrorists, pure and simple.
I and the rain will fall like tears from the star, like tears from the star.
That a true Muslim is one who does not target any supplies.
News Radio 92.3 remembers the way we all felt that day, September the 11th, 2001.
That song that they play during that segment is different, but I like it. It's not my normal style, Chris, but it's soothing. What that has to do with that clip, I have no clue. But in all seriousness, of course, we are honoring the victims of 9/11 this week, marking the 23rd anniversary, of course, just this past Wednesday. So if we're going to be playing those out just for throughout the rest of this evening. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 5:40 here. We will get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Looking at the roads here, doesn't appear to be too much going on. Maybe a little bit of issues on I-10 if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street or eastbound passing over Highway 29. Also, Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, giving us some issues also. Outside of that, though, there's not too much holding you up at this time. As for the weather, it's 86 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 74 tonight. Your Saturday is going to be beautiful, or at least it should be, with a high of 89 and low of 73. But we're going to see some thunderstorm chances linger around on Sunday, about a 50% chance. Sunday's high is going to be 84 with a low of 72.
This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable, of course. Good afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price in, taking you home on this Friday. Good-looking day. Wow.
Yeah.
Could not ask for, this is great football weather, as a matter of fact.
That's a good segue.
Exactly.
A timeless segue.
So just about 25 minutes ago, I said, coming up in 25 minutes, we're going to talk about local high school, the activity schedule for tonight, and we'll dig into the SEC briefly this afternoon. First of all, let's talk about the Thursday games that took place. Get this one, Mosley over Navarre, 36-7. Can Navarre buy a win?
Well, that's the thing. Navarre, I believe that is the first game that they have scored, and it was just a touchdown, and it was another blowout loss. They're giving up somewhere around 34 to 35 points a game, I believe. So what would that put your averages at? If you're giving up that much, we'll just round up 35. You're getting outscored what, around 35-3 in that ballpark?
I want to know what happened to that program.
I don't know. It wouldn't even be that much because 7 points over three games, that's less than three. Seven divided by two is 3.5.
Okay, Booker T. Washington, Fort Walton Beach, Booker T. all over FWB on this one, 22-0.
Really?
Yep.
I'm surprised by that. Booker T., maybe they woke up a little bit late, but they're figuring things out. They started out 0-2. I think that makes them 2-2.
Well, they might want to figure it out real quick. They take on Gulf Breeze Friday. Next Friday coming up here.
Well, yeah, that will be a test for sure.
Okay, let's talk about the games tonight, if you don't mind. Pensacola Catholic at Montgomery Catholic.
Also, I don't know anything about them.
Okay, Escambia versus Bay.
Hannibal
City Bay.
Is Bay kind of good? I want to say they may be, but Escambia is one of the better teams in this area, typically.
Let me tell you what they did against Mosley last week, another Panama Bay? City school. They lost 53-15.
Oh, so Bay is coming off a blowout loss.
So we're not going to say they're not that great.
No.
Never can. It's Friday in Northwest Florida. Anything can happen.
Sure.
Tell you that one. Pace, take it on Gulf Breeze, 7:30 tonight. Both had bye weeks last week.
That'll be interesting. Big rivalry.
Okay, Jay versus Baker.
Baker has been one of the bigger names at their level recently. I remember back when I was in high school, Baker was good. So I'm assuming Baker's got that. But Jay, I think, is a respectable program right now.
Jay's undefeated. They're 3-0 last week.
So that'll be a good one.
They had a 35-8 win over Lighthouse Private Christian Academy. Baker, too, on the winning side, they played Central. They came out 42-7 on that game.
Oh, geez. Okay.
All right. Pine Forest, Choctaw.
That's ESPN Pensacola's Bears General Contractors game of the week. You can listen to that one. Coverage starts at 7 o'clock tonight on 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, if you are so inclined.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that should be a good one. Choctaw's a bit iffy for me, but Pine Forest, there's some chinks in their armor, too.
Choctaw had a big win over Crestview last week. 14-0.
And yeah, I remember you telling me that one because I was thinking Crestview, they've been a good one too. So for Choctaw to do that, that's a statement win for them. Was that at Crestview?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think it was.
Good on them.
Okay, Pensacola High at Destin.
Man, Pensacola is one of the better teams around here now. Destin, I don't know anything about them, but go Tigers.
Both of them on the losing side of the equation for records. Pensacola High 1-2, Destin 0-2. West Florida at Walton.
I'm going to have to take Walton there, I would think. But that's just because West Florida's kind of struggled this year.
Yeah, West Florida lost to Fort Walton Beach last week.
Right.
14-0 on that side. Walton won over Holmes County, 50-14.
Yeah.
It's going to be a game. That's what we can say about that.
All righty. What, is that all of them, or what else we got?
No. Hold on. Sit down. Buckle up.
Okay.
Milton at Tate.
Ooh, oh my God. That set in my head three times when you just now said that. Milton, we were rivals in high school, but I got to be honest with you, man, not even trying to be critical. Of course, we're talking about high school football players.
Who are we?
But Pace.
Okay.
And the thing is, Milton, they are just struggling. They look like one of the worst teams in the area. Tate is unbeaten, are they not?
You're right on time. Yeah, so, keep going, doing good.
So that's the thing. Milton's really far low right now. Tate is one of the best teams in the area. That could be a massacre.
Yeah, last week, Milton, they lost to Booker T. Washington 12-7.
Right.
We kind of laughed about that score. It sounded like a baseball score.
Right.
Tate won 27-22. At Pensacola.
Tate, they've got a pretty good win streak over the Tigers. The Tigers got to start circling that one on their calendar every year.
Okay, Central at Northview. Northview, by the way, lost to Freeport last week, 36-26. Central also in the losing column against Baker, 42-7. Who's going to come out on that game?
Oh, gosh. I'll take Northview. Why not? I don't know anything about either of them, so I'll just say those guys. 5:45, we'll take a quick check of the roads and weather here. Let's see. Looking at the roads, doesn't appear to be too much going on. I-10, if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, is still backed up. Had a lot of issues on Blue Angel Parkway if you're traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road. There is still backups over there, but it's not nearly as bad as it had been before. Outside of that, it's just a little bit of issues if you're traveling eastbound on Highway 90, that's Caroline Street, if you're passing Avalon Boulevard. As for the weather, we aren't here alone. We got WEAR's chief meteorologist, Alan Strum, and if I could pull him up. Alan, what is going on, my man?
It looks like beautiful, typical weather for this time of the year as we head through the weekend. Lots of sunshine in the skies. Just a small chance this weekend for a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm. Highs are going to run mainly in the mid to upper 80s with overnight lows in the 70s. It'll be a little on the humid side, so that, of course, will make it feel hotter. I hope you enjoy the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan. All righty, Chris, did we get the full slate of high school teams? I know
yeah,
there was
yeah,
a
we
lot.
Did. We did. That's why I kind of busted it up there because I do want to talk about the SEC Saturday.
All righty.
And remind folks about that unfolding situation with FSU Memphis. Talk about the TV situation.
Yeah.
Fans of the Noles fans, look out. And if you're looking to tune into Saturday's game against Memphis, you might need to have a backup plan. Okay, here's your alternative. And this is you should make this your primary and everything else secondary. But your primary plan should always include you can hear the game live on News Radio 92.3. Kickoff is blah, blah, blah time. Tomorrow it's 11 o'clock. So you'll hear the game on News Radio 92.3. However, those who subscribe to DirecTV to watch games won't have access to the FSU Memphis game. That's because the game, it gets confusing here, but follow me here. That's because the game is on ESPN. That family of networks is being blacked out on DirecTV amid contract negotiations with ESPN's parent company, Disney. And you followed me on that, right?
Yes, I followed you enough to know that it's something business related. And I got to tell you, Chris, there is nothing that a sports fan hates more than to hear something about business or anything to do with conglomerates ruining sports. And if I were a Florida State fan, I'd be livid if I had DirecTV. I mean, I know I can listen on News Radio 92.3, but still, if you wanted to actually watch the game, see the game, I would be heartsick to
okay,
hear that.
Okay, let's talk SEC real quick, if you
all
don't
right.
mind. Here's your lineup for on Saturday. Pretty nice bunch of games here. Alabama, Wisconsin.
Am I giving predictions here?
No, if you want to. You don't have to.
Bama.
Okay, there you go. Okay, LSU, South Carolina. We knew you were going to SC on this one.
Yes.
Okay, Boston College, Missouri.
Missouri.
Tulane, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Tulane here on my side.
Tulane covers the spread, though.
Texas A&M, Florida.
A&M.
Is Napier gone?
If Texas A&M wins that game convincingly, like I'm talking by 2-3 scores or more, I would not be surprised at all to hear him be fired effective immediately.
Okay, UAB, Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Ole Miss, Wake Forest. Be real.
Ole Miss. I'll say Ole Miss, but man, I really hope to be wrong. I'll just leave it at that.
And I say this in looking over to my compadre next to me. He is decked out in Wake Forest gear.
Every Friday, man, I wear this jersey and this hat.
Okay. And it looks very nice, by the way.
Thank you. Look like the Saints.
You do. And every time I take a picture of the studio and send it to somebody, you're in the shot, and they all go, who's the Saints guy behind you?
Yeah.
And that's a Wake Forest guy. Okay, UTSA, Texas.
Texas.
Vandy, Georgia State.
I will take, Vandy.
Okay, Georgia, Kentucky.
Georgia.
New Mexico, Auburn.
Auburn.
Toledo, Mississippi State.
That's similar to the Oklahoma Tulane thing. Mm-hmm. Give me the SEC team, but it's close.
Yeah, I agree. Toledo will probably take it, but me with my SEC roots here, I'm going to go with Mississippi State.
You're contractually bound.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. By love. Kent State, Tennessee.
Oh, my gosh. Tennessee might hit 70. That is just going to be unforgivable.
That's it. That's the way we're looking today.
All right.
For the games is tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah, speaking of games tonight, since you mentioned college football, just know that there are two games on tonight, and they're actually pretty good ones. UNLV goes to Kansas. That game gets underway in just about 10 minutes on ESPN. Both of those teams coming off of 9-win seasons. That will be soon followed by number 20 Arizona at number 14 Kansas State. That will be at 7 o'clock on Fox. So those are both tonight.
Did I tell you I had a problem with my Prime Video last night?
Yes,
I could
did.
Not watch the Miami Buffalo game.
Yeah, you did.
They kept
me that.
Asking me for these access codes when I was signing in. I would give them the access code that they would email to me, and I do it, and it never came up. I got frustrated and went to sleep.
That sounds relatable. 5:50. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we got an update on the Justin Timberlake DWI case. I know. Yeah, a lot of people are thinking, surely they're done talking about that. No, we're not, apparently. We got more on that and some other pop culture stuff, more frivolous stuff to round out hour number two of Pensacola Right Now.
Bands on the Beach is presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, and it happens Tuesday nights at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Be sure to bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. Coming up this Tuesday, it's the White Sands Panhandle Band. They are the hottest band when it comes to bluegrass, country, and rockabilly. And they're inspired by so many great artists like Marty Stewart, Doyle Lawson, and Charlie Daniels. So come out to Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7 with White Sands Panhandle Band. So remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world. But what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Monday at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. This Monday at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked extensively about the decision by the Tourist Development Council to approve the $90 million bond issue for renovations to the Bay Center and the athletic complex up at Ashton-Brosnahan Park, a decision I very much disagree with. Had the transgressive memorial service and a really feisty rap where we talked about everything from that to the Scammy Children's Trust and the recent debate. Plus, what is the status of our Navy? We talked a lot about that. You can listen to all of these podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Man, my music taste is something else, ain't it? 5:53. Oh,
really? Was that Leo Sayer?
Yes, it was. Before we get one last quick check of the roads and weather, we got a couple of headlines to work with here. Starting with Justin Timberlake. This one's kind of wordy, so I'll see if I can sum it up the best I can. JT is being sentenced to community service as part of his plea deal in his DWI case in New York. Outside court today, Timberlake said he found himself in a position where he could have made a different decision and urged everyone to not get behind the wheel of a car if they have even had just one drink. Back in June, he blew through a stop sign in Sag Harbor, failed a sobriety test, refused to take a breathalyzer, and police said he smelled of alcohol. His lawyer said the evidence showed Timberlake had only finished one drink in the span of 2 hours and that he was polite to officers during the traffic stop. The superstar reached a plea deal that dropped the DWI charge, with him agreeing to plead guilty to a misdemeanor traffic violation. The Suffolk County District Attorney denied the pop star received special treatment.
Okay, I want to remind you, we broke this just a little over an hour ago. An arrest has been made in connection to an online threat made towards local schools on social media. The investigation identified an 11-year-old female middle school student who has been arrested and charged with written or electronic threats to conduct a mass shooting. That, by the way, a second-degree felony. Sheriff Chip Simmons wants the community to know that the safety of our students is always top priority. Again, 11-year-old female middle school student has been arrested, charged with written and electronic threats to conduct a mass shooting here in Pensacola.
Absolutely. Just about 5:55 here. We'll get that last quick check of the roads and weather for you. And when I say quick, I mean it. There's not too much going on the roads here. Got some backups on I-10, particularly if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. But there's a little bit if you're traveling eastbound in that same area as well. Outside of that, there's not too much holding you up on the roads. As for the weather, it's 86 degrees in Pensacola, low of 74 tonight. Your Saturday should be beautiful, high of 89, low of 73. But as we get through your Saturday night and bleed into your Sunday, there are going to be increasing chances of thunderstorms, about 50% chance, with a high of 84 and a low of 72 on your Sunday.
You know, we've been talking SEC football, high school football.
Yep.
We are never going to forget about UWF football.
Of course not.
Because let me tell you, Penn Airfield's going to be quiet this weekend. No lights, no nothing going on over there. Argos have a bye week before facing GSC opponent West Alabama. That is next Saturday. And, of course, Argos football all season live on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola 99.1 FM, 1330 AM.
Excellent. Weird headline here. Four flight attendants were hospitalized after they got sick on an Alaska Airlines flight from Lihue, Hawaii to Seattle. Soon after takeoff, they reported a strange smell on the plane and got nauseous. The plane was diverted to Honolulu, where the flight attendants were taken to a hospital. There were 119 passengers on the plane. None of them reported feeling sick. Alaska Airlines is booking passengers on other flights. The plane is being flown without passengers to Seattle for inspection. This reminds me of like a scene from House MD. There was an episode that took place on a plane. And House and Cuddy were like, what the hell's wrong with these people? Because everyone was getting sick and it was a whole thing.
My favorite movie based on planes is Snakes.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, next Wednesday, all economic eyes going to be on the Fed Reserve, Jerome Powell. It appears Wall Street will usher in the first interest rate cut since March of 2020. Look for lower rates for mortgages, auto, and personal loans. Now, those carrying credit card debt, not affected. You're going to suffer. The average annual percentage rate on standard credit cards, about 20.76%, with some in-store retail cards as high as 31.99%. Those rates are going to be kind of on the iffy point here, looking at maybe a quarter point or a half point in interest reductions.
Did you ever watch The Karate Kid?
Of course I did.
Well, there's
Scott Baio. This is the one with Scott Baio, is it?
No, it's Ralph Macchio.
Okay.
You're like close enough.
One of those guys. Sure, I remember that.
Well,
show.
It also had an actor named Chad McQueen, and he has passed away at the age of 63. He played Dutch in the Karate Kid franchise. He died Wednesday at his ranch in Palm Desert, California. His longtime attorney announced that he passed as a result of organ failure, which stemmed from an injury that he had sustained years prior. He was the only son of actor Steve McQueen and is survived by his life partner, Ginny Galbraith, and his three children.
Okay, what was the best movie Steve McQueen starred in?
Oh gosh, I know that name. I know the name Steve McQueen, and I know he's an old actor. Did he die young?
Not really.
Okay, then I'm thinking of someone else.
Not really, but it was a one-word movie.
Oh, dude, I have no clue.
Bullet.
Oh, yeah, I didn't
awesome.
Know that.
Awesome. Awesome movie. 4 days, get ready. The music continues on Santa Rosa Island. You seen the moon? It's like a half full. It's beautiful out there already. Bands on the Beach Tuesday. The White Sands Panhandle Band hits the Casino Beach Pavilion stage. 7 o'clock. Be sure and bring along those blankets and beach chairs. But leave the pets and the glass at home. By the way, I wanted to ask you this. Did you get a chance to ride the trolley this season?
Me? No, but I never go to the beach. So I'm biased against it. I'm not part of the statistic.
Well, the trolley was fun. It was just, you know, open air trolley. It goes slow down, you know, Via Dolorosa. You can yell at people as you're going down the street, you know, make fun of people. It's fun and it's also free. Santa Rosa Island Authority, Robbie Schrock and Company do a magnificent job on the island. And that's one of her projects.
Absolutely. Former President Trump will launch his cryptocurrency platform on Monday. He said in a video posted to X that he's embracing the future with crypto with his business, World Liberty Financial. The launch will happen on X at 8 p.m. Eastern, so that's 7 p.m. our time. It's also been advertised by the Republican presidential nominee as a State of the Crypto address.
Well, I just want to set everybody up for tonight. You know, we had the $800 million Mega Millions winner earlier in the week. Remember that?
Right.
Depressing for a lot of folks. Well, the next Estimated jackpot set to go tonight, $20 million with a cash option, $10.1 million. And then Saturday night, we have Powerball coming up for you. $152 million, $76.7 million. That is your cash option heading out the door. And there you go. There's some ways you can get rich this weekend.
We're always looking for those.
And you know it's easy. Yeah, go ahead and do it. Man, you're going to win.
Why not?
Come on.
You've been listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. When we return, hour three, one last rundown of this week. Everything going on in your world today on September 13th, Friday the 13th. We'll see you in just a little bit.
No Triskaidekaphobia.